Noah, made famous many years ago by a comedy sketch by Bill Cosby, and more importantly, by a recent movie. Now would still be a good time to preach about Noah. Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, Noah was a big-time movie starring Russell Crowe. Besides being a box office hit, it should also do well in video stores. If a pastor wanted to capitalize on its success, what might he or she preach about?
Well, I think your question is a good one, Dean. There's no doubt in my mind but what Noah is on people's thinking. It's in people's thinking. I haven't seen the film. Did you actually see the film?
No.
I really want to. It was kind of one of those I thought I can wait until it comes out in the video stores, and I plan to do that just because I think as a minister it's important that I know what's going on. And because if I preach about that, I need to be able to make some comment about the movie. It's gone beyond what Scripture teaches, but that's part of what making a movie is, elaborating on God's story, I guess. I don't want to in any way pretend to comment on the film because I haven't seen it yet, but if it is in people's minds, yes, that will last probably for a good year. After that, it's old news once again. So what would I preach on if I preached on Noah? I will think about some possible themes, and you think about some possible themes. I believe one of them is standing all alone when God asks you to do something, be willing to say, yes, I'm with you, God, no matter what. And that's not an easy thing. So that would be one of the themes that I think you could preach on. I think that would be a theme that would relate to a lot of Christian kids in university settings or in high school settings, junior high, even grade school. I can't go along with a crowd because I am different, because I'm trying to follow God. That would be, I think, an easy thing to preach about. It would connect with where people are. That would be one thing, okay? This probably is another thought I would have. There are scriptures that relate to this. The other day we had a discussion, what terrible things could happen to America that Christians are not prepared for? People talked about war, an invasion of atomic weapons, that kind of thing. I think that what I said didn't seem to impress people that much, but in my mind it would be a horrible thing. I think that there was a time when Israel came under God's judgment and he no longer would listen to the pleas of the people because they had gone too far. And to come under God's judgment is a terrible thing. And my personal feeling is that it could be that America could come under God's judgment because of her waywardness. That would be awful because there's no rescue then. God uses other invaders to teach the nation a lesson, even as he did with Israel. So that would be an unfortunate thing. Here's a scripture, and I'll say, okay, I've shared some ideas and I got a few more. This is from 2 Peter chapter 3. First of all, you must understand that in the last day, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming he promised? It's referring to the return of the Lord. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But, writes Peter, they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heaven existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come, like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. So it's saying, like the account of Noah, in past days, so future days, there are awful times ahead when the world comes under the judgment of God. That's a Noah theme as well. Any thoughts you want to share, Dean?
Well, why don't you go ahead and I'll keep thinking.
One of the thoughts that I've had is the great joy of starting over fresh. And I think the Noah story does that. It's like, okay, here's a new beginning. And there will be a new beginning to this world that the Lord has made. I look forward to that. you know, when the new heavens and the new earth come. That'll be a great time. I don't know if I'll be around then or whether I'll be able to be a part of it at a certain point. But I think that's a wonderful thing. And I think starting afresh is a great promise for people. You always have that opportunity to start over fresh, this time walking God's way. So that's one of them. I think the faithfulness of God is a theme that's a part of those scriptures, the faithfulness of God to Noah and his family. That's a good thing. I also feel like they all kind of interplay here. I think it's wonderful when you realize that God looks down and he only finds one man, but he knows about that one man. And he is going to be faithful to that righteous person. And I think the eyes of the Lord still go to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. So wherever we are in the world, it could be everyone goes astray except for you. And yet God knows where you are, and he is individually related to us. So there are themes that are a big part of just everyday living that come out of that Noah story that I think could be preached now. And my personal feeling is that if you say, I'm going to preach a sermon or a series on the person of Noah in the Old Testament, there's not a way in the world people aren't going to say, oh, did you see the movie Noah? You know, that's where they are in their heads. So if you capitalize on where people are, you've done a very wise thing.
We think about Noah as being a patriarch. Mm-hmm. And one of the themes that occurred to me as I was thinking more about it is the leadership role that Noah had with his family. Because it was to Noah that God spoke and told Noah what was to happen. Noah then had to convey that in a way that would promote obedience on the part of his family. Otherwise, a part of his family would have said, no, we're not going to get on that big wooden boat. Mm-hmm. And that part of his family would have been lost. Mm-hmm. But God preserved the entirety of Noah's family, because God is the preserver of those who seek him. But also there is a significant element of that where they were obedient to their father, Noah, who said, we're going, because mm-hmm. God's going to destroy the earth. So there's an interesting theme that I don't think I've ever heard anybody preach on, but Noah certainly comes out of the Noah story.
There's a certain element of just preaching on perseverance, because it took a long time to build that thing. The whole standing against the ridicule that had to come. A lot of those themes have to be covered in the movie, and I'm sure there are parts of the movie, if people have seen it, that will stand out. It's even conceivable to me that a person working ahead in terms of pulpit work could say, when you go to see the movie, I want you to look for these things because I'm going to be preaching about this. But basically, the whole of what we're talking about is let's take advantage of what's on people's minds if we can. And it's again saying God's word is relevant, but we're trying to make sure that people understand that relevancy in terms of the world in which they're presently living. So I see it as a good thing. I mean, when I was raised, going to a movie was wrong. It's categorically wrong. And I never went to a movie in my life until I had graduated from college and was a year in seminary. After my first year in seminary is when I saw my first movie. That's not where the world is now. I mean, people are very conscious of films that are made. And when one is made of a Bible theme, even if it isn't done the exact way we would want to do it, still take advantage of it and say, let's use this to talk to our people in terms of the themes that are there that come very clearly out of Scripture. How many preachers listening to us right now do you think have actually preached on Noah?
I don't know.
I would say, you know, hopefully half the people have already done it and we're giving them old thoughts. Then the other half we're speaking to, but maybe, you know, maybe not that many have, maybe more have. I doubt it. I have not heard a sermon myself on Noah in the last year, so the reason I thought let's bring it up is just because I haven't heard, and if I were in the pastorate still, I would say, I got to get a sermon on Noah somewhere in there. So who knows?
Very good. Now would still be a good time to preach about Noah. That's our key sentence for this podcast, and we're grateful that you joined us for our time together today. You found our sermoncoach.com podcast at our website, sermoncoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. And in the meantime, we invite you to browse through the rest of our website. We have resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. So we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.